This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是佳莹。
And me, Neil.
Neil, 你怎么这么兴奋呀？
Of course I am. The Football World Cup is about to start. Excitement has reached fever pitch.
Fever pitch? 这听上去可不怎么好。The last thing we need at the World Cup is fever on the pitch.
No, don't worry, Jiaying. There's no actual fever on the football pitch. No one is ill. Fever pitch is just an expression that means there are high levels of excitement.
Oh, 原来 fever pitch 和发烧没有关系。我们先来听几个例句。
I was at the school sports day and excitement was at fever pitch. The kids were going crazy supporting their classmates. Criticism of the company CEO was at fever pitch. The staff were really unhappy. Anger reached fever pitch after the referee said it wasn't a goal.
你正在收听的是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。刚刚我们一起学习了 fever pitch 的用法，这个表达用来指极度兴奋、情绪激动的状态。
As you heard in the examples, it's not just excitement that can be at fever pitch. It can be any strong emotion, such as anger or criticism.
是的，这个表达不光可以描述激动、兴奋的情绪，它可以指任何一种强烈的情绪。Fever pitch 多于 reach 和 to be 加 at 连用。比如 excitement reached fever pitch, 兴奋到了极点，或者 anger was at fever pitch, 愤怒达到了极点。
And one last point, it's not really a football expression, but because it contains the word pitch, it's often used when describing football. Right, can I carry on getting excited about the World Cup now?
Yes, and if England or Wales do well, excitement really will be at fever pitch in the UK. Bye!
Bye!
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.